special interjection here to the todolisthome.com podcast. I wanted to throw out there that in further celebration of episode 50, I also launched just today growmorenow.com. I'd been following Jack Spierko's episodes on jackspierko.com. The website is titled 5 Minutes with Jack, the internet's entrepreneurial guide to success, is all I can say about that. There's about 80 episodes on there. They're about 10 minutes apiece, and they have really helped to bring this podcast from just its initial phase 11 months ago to the point now where I have enough material to set up a separate website titled growmorenow.com. This website will basically have all of the gardening information that todolisthome.com currently has, but this one will be exclusively dedicated to gardening, permaculture, and all related materials for growing more to have a better tomorrow. Check it out, growmorenow.com, hosted by HostGator. Really awesome service. In less than 24 hours, I was able to get this site up and running and configured to the way I wanted it. And the design is really special too, and kudos to the designer where credits are given. So please, go check out growmorenow.com. Let's see what you think, and we'll see how that one takes off in relation to todolisthome.com. Additionally, Jack also gives a lot of advice about putting out hub pages and blogspot blogs and really creating a network, and this really has been in the works for a few weeks now, but started to kick in a little bit now that I have a 3-day weekend, moving along faster with the episodes, learning a lot about WordPress. I think it's important to know these things. It's a lot of fun, and what you can do with it is only limited by your imagination. To help with that, I've also got some links to the mind maps out there. Just wonderful stuff. Go ahead, have a look. growmorenow.com and todolisthome.com. Thank you. This is Tony Teolis. todolisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is February 21st, 2012. This is episode 50 of the To Do List Home podcast. Cancel the cable service. Early Retirement System Step 2, coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. A special treat for today is in the making, as this is episode 50. Wasn't sure if we'd actually make it this far, this fast, especially when you think that the last 30 episodes have been recorded only since the middle of December. So, and congratulations to us, and a special treat for you. Today's song of the day is Incense and Peppermints by Strawberry Alarm Clock, recorded on Incense and Peppermints in 1967. However, we don't stop there. I wanted to show what this band actually looked like and what they sounded like. So in today's show notes at todolisthome.com, we have some video links that will take you to the Strawberry Alarm Clock, Unwind with a Clock, a really groovy tune. And then there's three other links that show Strawberry Alarm Clock performing Incense and Peppermints in 1967, 1987, and 2007. Watch the aging process in action. And be sure to have a look and a listen at the show notes at todolisthome.com. We look forward to the next 50. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and the survivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life, if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list and share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home and life projects for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you projects with a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do things, especially if we're trying to make a better life. On our to-do list today is cancel the cable service, early retirement system step 2. What does retire mean to most people? Well, retire to most people means that it's time for you to hang up the I'm working sign and put out the I'm useless now sign. It means being put out to pasture. This definition is quite common amongst the older folks, the greatest generation, my father's generation, and for more or less the silent generation. From this group, we also learned how to have a duty to work, and once work is gone, basically your well-being is gone, your livelihood is gone, what you do and who you are is gone, and you're left playing bingo and drinking tea in the afternoon in a retirement home. For other people, in particular the baby boomers, their idea of retirement was hoping to retire by roughly around the age 60, but since the economic downturns we've been experiencing these past several years, many people have had to put off their so-called retirements, or when they do retire, it means to them hang gliding over a rainforest, or playing golf, or taking the RV to all 50 states, or other high-priced ways of spending down the retirement nest egg that they've built over the years. For other people, retirement means simply you no longer need to work for a living. You may not have ever had a real career either, like the boomer generation. But these people, they don't necessarily have resumes in a sense of typical careers, and they find themselves financially independent of being tied down to one particular job. What retirement means to me is most likely the third one. It means I am no longer dependent on my current wage for my livelihood. Of course, I will still work, but I am free from the financial responsibility that earning a wage currently requires of most of my days and waking hours. In episode 33 of the To-Do List Home podcast, You Have No Limits, Physics of the Impossible book review, I explain how our goals in life and what we do with the short time we have on this planet are only limited by the known physical laws of the universe. Retiring early certainly does not violate any known laws that hold the universe together, so it must be explored and tried, and if all goes well, it will be achieved. So, what does the cable or satellite service bill have to do with early retirement? Well, today I'd like to share with you our story of cutting the cable TV service 3 years ago. We had to ask ourselves a simple question: is a cable bill worth it? And when we did our research, our answer was, it's easy to find out that the cable bill is not worth it. Before we moved into this home 3 years ago, we paid for landline, cell phone, DSL internet service, and cable TV service. The revolving cost was around $260 per month for those communication services, which was about 6% of my total income. And since we moved to the home and did not bring along the cable service, our monthly communication costs have decreased to $177, and that includes $7 for Netflix's streaming service. It's been 3 years and we have not been at a loss for entertainment on the TV when we ever have time for it. I still don't like the $177 I have to shell out every month for internet, cell phone, and landline phone. However, my situation's a little different. I really rely on the landline in case of emergency and to maintain good communication with my Japanese family. I also need a good cell phone service in order to maintain good communication with my wife who may need me. I look at it like an emergency or an insurance payment. I'm not very happy about it. But the $50 I pay for high-speed internet service, the Fios service here provided by Verizon, is well worth that cost. To determine how much our cable was actually delaying my retirement, I revised some numbers and formulas I found on the Early Retirement Extreme blog and adjusted them from cutting cell phone service to cutting cable service. What I did was I multiplied my monthly cable service by 300. Then I divided this by my monthly savings rate. And this is the number of months that my cable bill was keeping me from retiring. Although 3 years ago when we moved here, I did not think about this. I'm very glad that we did take a risk and cancel cable before we came here. When we had the cable, the bill was typically about $80 a month, and our monthly savings is about $500 a month, say. And the cable billing was delaying my retirement by 48 months. And the formula I used to come up with this figure is located in the show notes at todolisthome.com, and I recommend you take it and use it for yourself. If the savings rate was, say, $300 per month, retirement would have been delayed by 80 months, or more than 6.5 years. Thus, the less we save and the more we spend on fleeting sources of shitty entertainment, the longer we must wait until we can stop reporting for duty. The figure that I use, 300, so I have a cable bill of $80 and then I use this 300 figure, it comes from the typically recommended principle of 4% annual withdrawal rate. That's the recommended rate at which your savings from your retirement fund should be withdrawn to last you well into a 20 or 25 year period of retirement. Depends. There's lots of variables about this, but we're just talking rough figures. So it also gives you an idea of how much you should withdraw from your total retirement savings. So to get the 300 figure, we take 12 months and divide that by 4% interest, and we come up with 300. I link to a paper on sustainable withdrawal rates in today's show notes at todolisthome.com, along with the formula so that you can go ahead and try this out for yourself and your typical monthly bills. Think about it. Is another season of House or American Idol worth us wasting the last healthy days we have before old age and forced retirement condemns us to uselessness? Hell no. TV sucks, and yes, you can quit it. Repeat after me. TV sucks. It sucks your money, it sucks your time, it sucks your energy, it sucks your creativity. Growing up, we used to have 13 channels of shit on the TV. When we had cable, we had 130 channels of shit on the TV. Folks with satellite service have 300 channels of shit on the television. The Netflix service we've been using since we moved in here is pretty cool because with it, I've been able to introduce my family to some of my favorite childhood TV memories. We've enjoyed Miracle on 34th Street, A Christmas Story, The Munsters, The Addams Family, Lost, Star Trek, The Twilight Zone, The Marx Brothers, Abbott and Costello, and much more. $7 a month for that kind of fun is not hard to part with at all, and much more reasonable than $80 for 130 channels of shit on the TV. We still have a TV, and 2 years ago I installed an antenna on a roof. We do get about 8 clear channels, which is useful in an emergency for local news and information. If we're lucky, we can catch some good sports on the TV. But more often than not, we're left in the cold when it comes to trying to follow any sports regularly. And that's not a bad thing because we never have time to sit in front of the TV and not move for hours. Not watching the TV has led to a more creative life for all of us in the family. We now have gardens, we have honeybees, we listen to the piano, we listen to the cello, we watch karate practice all the time, so I think we're doing okay without TV. In the evenings after 10, when things are wound down, sure, you can find me in front of the tube connected to the net for entertainment, but usually not for more than an hour or so. The internet is also a great service for my wife, who is Japanese and uses the net to keep up with the best Japan has to offer. This is very important for helping her to maintain her adjustment to this country. There's nothing like good shows and movies to help alleviate any feelings of homesickness. So how do you actually go about canceling cable or satellite TV service? First, I recommend that you practice not turning on the TV. Especially be sure to turn off the TV when no one is watching. Make a simple journal and mark down how many hours of TV you and your family watch every day. Do this for a month and see what you think about those numbers. How much more homework could have been completed on time? How many more plants could have been put in the ground? Documenting your TV time is also a good idea because it will show you what you actually watch and it will help you see if your interests can be found on the internet. If you want to make a stronger case for canceling the cable service with your family, who may be wanting to tar and feather you out of the house, I recommend that you take the journal you've been keeping and break down the cost of the different shows you watched. If you're paying $100 a month for cable and watch 4 shows that air weekly, you're watching 16 shows a month and paying $6.25 per show. Even if someone watched 8 shows, that's 32 shows a month at $3.12. Does anyone in your home really follow 8 TV shows? Most networks put their most popular shows online, and websites like Hulu, FX, and Crackle are really a lot of fun. Recently, the kids and I rediscovered the Three Stooges on Crackle. The only downside with watching television shows online is that commercials are sometimes unavoidable unless you use a subscription service like Netflix. Next, I recommend you go to AntennaWeb to find out what signals are available in your area and what type of antenna you'll need to capture them. Then you'll need to buy an antenna and plug it into your TV to get the local stations. When it came time for me to cancel our cable service, it was rather easy as we were moving to a new location. And when I called Cox Cable to inform them of the move, they said, "Okay, fine, where shall we deliver the new service to?" I said there was no need for a move of service as we were going to be living without cable. I think I might have caught the person off guard because they did not hassle me at all at the time. However, I must make you aware of the retention staff that cable and satellite companies employ with the sole duty of trying to prevent customers from practicing free will and leaving them. Parasites do not like to be discarded from their hosts, and these retention specialists have been trained in how to gain your trust quickly and keep you in their business billing cycle. If your true goal is to save money and actually cancel cable or satellite service, then write that down before you call the company and stick to it when communicating with the retention specialists. They will pretend to understand and offer empathy only to lure you into a temporary reprieve with 3 months of a special service for free, or they'll try to bundle something together to drain your life even further. Stay strong and don't give up. Keep your sentences short and polite and say thank you, but I am only interested in canceling the service. Canceling your cable or satellite television service may seem scary, but that's what they want you to think. How else are you possibly going to get bombarded with useless advertisements? It's not normal to cancel cable service, and that's okay. If you do cancel and later determine that you really need that football fix, then there's nothing wrong with that either. But first, see if there are any online alternatives before signing into a new contract. The benefit of the new contract is that you may end up with a better deal than you originally had, but be sure to note that you are a marked customer by the company you quit. There's strong reason to believe that your temporary independence may have only gotten you a lifetime of crappy service. Try to be tough and think about the $1,000 or more you will be saving each year by canceling your cable or satellite service. That's it for today. Now go and find a way to save more money.